and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Pod of Soul.
Hey there, it's Thomas from Fat Tracks Books and Records, and this is Noise in the Margins, our podcast, default podcast, kind of, you know, what's going on in the background, what's been on my mind, what's been on our mind, and everything in between. So, last week was a bust, an absolute and total bust. As a matter of fact, even yesterday was a bust. Normally, I record these on Tuesday night and try to get it out before Wednesday morning, and that did not happen because last week, a huge windstorm hit Austin, and it knocked... Was it last week or the week before? It might have been the week before. Well, in any case, huge windstorm came through, knocked down a bunch of people's shingles. And so yesterday, one of my neighbors was working on their, or they had a roof company out working on their house the entire day, which, I mean, needed to be done. I get it. But they had a compressor running all day long. And even with noise removal, I couldn't get it deleted. So, it was great. So third podcast in, and I acknowledge that it's still rough. I don't know where I'm going with this. I just know that practice makes perfect. It's just like back when I was at Al-Mediate in college, and the first few times I got on the air, all I could do was think about how many people might be listening to me. And I mean, it's a college radio station, so maybe three. No. There are definitely more than three. But it took me a long time to get, well, not really that long. Yeah, it was a couple, maybe a month. Maybe it took me about a month to get comfortable being on air. After that, even in the podcast, I'm having to catch myself saying, see, right there. And what you find... It just background for broadcasters, if you ever listen to like Sirius XM or the radio or anything, they end up getting rid of and but they add extra words. In my case, I think I use and still a lot of us, but that's fine. We'll get past it together, I'm sure. And anyway, in other news, so a couple of weeks ago, it was actually 2 or 3 weeks ago, I had started working on the SBA loan paperwork, specifically trying to get hard numbers from distributors. I heard back from Ingram pretty quick, which was great. I still haven't logged in because I was waiting on Alliance. Man, I know, I'm pretty sure it's Alliance Entertainment. I'm going to type it in. Alliance Entertainment. Yes, Alliance Entertainment. They are the wholesale distributor of music, video games, toys of some types. What else do they say they distribute? Collectibles. Yeah, let's see. Music, movies, gaming, pop culture. And I... sent a thing to sign up so that I could get some hard numbers, and they literally last night in the middle of the night, and they're EST, and last night in the middle of the night they sent me an email back finally. So I'm going to be looking at that over the weekend and finally start getting the numbers together. In the meantime, what I'd been thinking about with in regards to the store were a couple of things. First, the zine. And yes, I'm going back to calling it a zine. I might hate that term, but I don't know that there's a better term for it. Because zines are way more... I mean, look, when we called it a zine back in the 90s, honestly, it was a joke. There are a lot of things today, that... are taken very seriously that started out as a joke. What is it, Slender Man? I remember Slender Man being something intentionally created on the Something Awful forums. that's something a lot of people just don't know. The whole mythos behind Slenderman, they literally had a forum post going, a thread going, where they were trying to decide, we want to create a new urban legend. What do we do? How do we do this? You know, what are your ideas? And so in the thread, there were a number of different ideas that they were throwing out there using Photoshop and that sort of thing. And finally, they came across Slenderman, and everyone started jumping on Slenderman. And it took off big. So, but to the point where now kids murder each other and then go to prison because they believe they're sacrificing something to Slenderman, which is something someone, you know, a teenager or 20-year-old on the Something Awful forums put together. So figure that out. But same idea. Zine, you know, obviously short for magazine. It was really, I mean, every zine I ever came across in the 90s, including the one that I made, was kind of a jokey thing. It was like, let's just put together a newsletter. Who cares? It's fun. And now it's almost, I hate saying it's almost like a revolutionary thing, but considering that most major media is now owned by multi-billionaires and most social media is, or all social, no, most is owned by multi-billionaires. I think Blue Sky's owner might be a millionaire, might be. Maybe. I'm not even sure. But I know that she's not a billionaire. And so, you know, all these forms of communication that we have are all owned and operated and run by big money. Even on Reddit, some of the protesting stuff on Reddit is getting censored and deleted by the administrators of Reddit for the sheer reason that it's, you know, it's counterculture. It's against Donald Trump and Doge and whatever else, you know. And just so it's said, in case this is ever listened to, if you're ever listening to this like 5 years from now, you're like, oh man, he's talking about Donald Trump, the guy that like nuked Russia. It is the date today is 3/19, March 19th, 2025. So there you go. That's, like I said, if you're listening to this like this week or next week, that won't matter, but you never know. You never know. I might listen to this in 5 years and go, when was this about? And hear myself say that and go, oh, I forgot I said that. So, yeah, going back to the zine. So the zine, the more I worked on it, the more I hated it, honestly, because it was so, you know, I'm going to say a bunch of stuff. It's going to make me sound so pretentious. It was so conformist. It really was. What I was putting together really did feel like, I don't know, like a bastardized version of some real magazine. And I didn't want to go that route. I actually, the more I looked at it, the more I hated it, which made it real hard to work on. And I went in and looked at a couple of zines that I had seen online and realized I was thinking about it wrong. So, no, the zine, even this podcast is probably going to end up morphing into me just being rage against the machine, damn the man, fuck the system. And yes, I did just drop an F-bomb. I think that's what I'm going to have to do. And the reason I say that isn't just because that's my personality, which it absolutely is, but because, you know, we're kind of in this situation now, you know, 3 months, two and a half months into Donald Trump, almost 3 months into Donald Trump being president. And I mean, we've got a South African Nepo baby running around tearing shit up, using Nazi symbolism all over the place. I mean, all over the place. And not just throwing, you know, sick hails or whatever they're called, freaking arm thing. But the gear that's on his Department of Government Efficiency fake ass department, that gear is the same damn gear that the Nazi party used to use for their labor group or whatever it was. I mean, he just revels in the idea of being a Nazi, which is crazy, because if we were talking about like Adolf Hitler's Nazi party, his ass would have been thrown in a freaking oven. So I'm not real sure why he's so impressed with it when he definitely would not have been. I mean, he's not one of the superiors. Have you ever listened to him talk? He sounds like a mush mouth. But whatever. Enough about that douchebag. So, like I said, I've gotten to the point now where if I'm going to do all this and I'm going to put myself out there, there's no point in pretending like I'm going to be general audiences. I mean, we've already talked about having a sign on the door of the store when we open up that says no one under the age of 16, because I don't want to listen to people coming into the store and be like, well, my children were in here and they heard a song where the guy started saying fuck this and fuck that. I have no intention of editing anything, and it's just safer in most major areas. It's just simply safer from a government regulation standpoint, from dealing with the cops and everyone else, that you just say no. If you're underneath the age of 16, you're not allowed to come into the store without a parent. And then if the parent comes up and says, oh my God, my children are in here, be like, well, maybe you need to leave. Anyway, I'm just rambling at this point. Like I said, this is kind of like a weird trying to get back in the saddle, back on the horse, back on the bike. And, you know, it's definitely not the same as riding a bike. You don't get back on it and be like, oh, yeah, I remember how to do everything. When I go through this, and I always edit these files, which it's only been two so far. But I always edit these files, and I cut out a lot of ums, so I'm aware that I'm back to saying and then going back in circles. So with the zine, I am definitely, I mean, we're keeping the name, obviously. Ignite's just too good, I'm going to put a lot of, I don't want to call it art, I'm not a very creative person, I'm not. But I can definitely create things to piss people off. And I've got a college degree in that. I could teach a master class and ticking off people. So that's not, I mean, yeah, I'd give you an example. So Schumer, who's the Democratic party leader in the Senate, the minority party leader in the Senate, basically just rolled over and stuck his rear end in the air and said, yeah, you know, tap it, daddy. He did roll over. He's over there claiming that they had to pass that spending bill or agreement or whatever it was. And so when he did that, you know, everyone's like, what are you doing? And he's like, well, we don't really have any power. It's like, you had power right there and you just gave it up. You gave it up for what? For assurances from people who would get down on their knees and slob the knob whenever. I'm going to have to put an explicit thing on this one. But really, I mean, for what reason? Why did you do that? And, you know, in my version of it, my belief, back in World War II, in the concentration camps, the prisoners that assisted the SS and the guards were called capos, C-A-P-O. So I think that's a perfect title for him. You know, even if he was unwilling, which I know he wasn't, and that's the big thing. That's the rub. That's the big rub with Schumer and Pelosi and the old guard of the Democrat Party. They are big money. They have no care about what happens as long as they get their pay. And everything they do is performative. I think I've said this before too. Everything they do is performative. And that almost pisses me off more than active indifference, because it's like you're making a joke out of what you're claiming is important. And think back when the Black Lives Matter protests were going on and Pelosi led Senate Democrats to, what did they do? They get, I know they had a moment of silence, but they get down on their knees to pray or something. It was so stupid. It was so lame. And they're just, oh, we really care. No, you don't care. It's obvious you don't care. And unfortunately, a lot of these things, I'm going to be circling back over and over and over, because it is something that just drives me up a wall, is watching these people pretend like they're against what Donald Trump stands for, or what Elon Musk stands for, or what Republicans stand for. And then, you know, they make this big show of being the opposition, and then when you get down to the nuts and bolts of what they're opposing, they don't oppose anything. You know, it literally every single appointee that Trump wanted to push through to run these departments, they just rubber stamped all these people. I think John Stewart actually pointed that out the other day, that, you know, if you are the opposition party, act like an opposition party. Don't, you know, which getting into politics where this is supposed to be about the store, which, I mean, F the system. That's what punk is all about. It's what it's always been about. And, yeah, the store is going to be kind of punk. So I guess that it all works together. But anyway, so yeah. So Ignite, I'm just going to start throwing things together and seeing how bad I can piss people off, because why not? The other thing, so every week, and last week was, like I said, a complete wash. So every week I try to do some video something, right? Trying to get used to it, because once the store is open, we'll want to have video stuff on social media. Ugh. But the problem is that when it comes to social media, I'm terrible at it. And it's not that I don't have things to say, or rather, it's not that I have a problem with saying things to people. It's that I don't feel like anything that I have to say is that important. I mean, you know, it's one of the problems I've always had with being in a guild online in games. It's been the problem I've had with being a part of any kind of community, is that if I'm not in front of the person involved in the conversation, then I don't know that I necessarily feel like I need to have anything to add. You know, I if I don't have something constructive to add, I don't really like getting in the middle of it. And that's just, you know, leftovers, I guess. So I have a Canon Rebel something 50 or something, 70, 50 something. I don't know. DLR, DSR, I don't know. It's a camera, man. It's, you know, it supposedly shoots video and takes still life. So I got one of those with the idea of, that's what I've read is a good entry point for doing video. And I was thinking that if I did that, then I could clean it up or add effects in Premiere, I think it's called, the Adobe program. Remember, I got all these programs from Adobe because, I mean, if you get Photoshop and like one other thing, then you might as well just get the whole pack, because the whole pack costs the same amount. So it's like Premiere, or I think the one on the phone is Premiere Rush, so this might be Premiere Pro or something. As a matter of fact, you know what? I've got Creative Cloud open. Hold on. Let's see. It's Premiere Pro. Yeah, Premiere Pro. I got a bunch of add-ons from like different art houses. Digital graphic design places, you know. Basically the algorithm got me, right? I'm sitting there scrolling through Instagram and I find these ads that are like, do you like these effects? Well, you can buy the whole pack for like $70. And I'm like, ooh, I like all these filters and all these little add-on things. And I bought them, and now I'm looking at them going, oh, well, I guess I should probably learn how to use this. That would be smart. But I do have that. So the videos, I'm going to start working on it this week. Typically, I do the weekly update in the morning on Thursday mornings, and then put it out sometime during the day on Thursday. That's what I've been trying to do. I don't know if it's going to work out that way this week, just because I don't know, you know, how how Instagram was trying to do it is like your reels, like the 3-minute videos are supposed to be things that could go viral, and then like your little story videos are only like a minute, are supposed to be like, oh, these are supposed to be for like updates for your followers. And yeah, I've been doing it the exact opposite, like, I guess, I don't know. But like I said, I don't know. I just haven't decided yet. And I guess it doesn't really matter either. But so that's what's going on with the video. And let's see. And like I said before the podcast, I'm just going to be all over the place for a while, because I don't, you know, when I had my other podcasts, I had other people with me. And so I was able to work off of the conversations there. But in this particular thing, it's just like me just doing word vomit, trying to find something to talk about, or rather try to stay focused, but just kind of meandering all over the place, right? Trying to remember that what's in my head, if it makes sense, should probably come out of my mouth. Otherwise, you know, I'm going to be in here just deleting like 3 minutes of silence because I'm just like not saying anything. The last bit this week that we've been working on, so I've been crunching numbers, and I'm in a weird spot looking at the numbers for the physical space. And the reason being is, you know, because like I had said before, I was waiting for Alliance to get back with me, which they did last night. And I haven't really looked at Ingram yet, but I was looking at leasing, right, for store space. And I started crunching the numbers, and I realized that if you are leasing a spot, every location I've looked at for the lease literally wanted, like, if you broke out the numbers, you were paying their mortgage on a commercial property that's super expensive. Like, I was looking at one place that was like, I think it was $25 a square foot, and they had like 2,000 square feet. And, you know, it was over 2,000 square feet, but, you know, it's like 2,000 square feet. And this was like an upstairs thing that was non-ADA compliant, right? So you got to take out insurance for this. You got to make sure people can actually get into the store, because it was upstairs and it was above, like, it's actually, if you're listening to this and know what I'm talking about, it's the place that's above that wine bar in Georgetown. They wanted like 25, I think it was 25. Square foot, and I think it was 2,000 square foot of space up there. It was more than that, because I, you know, that's 50, but okay, 50 grand a year. 50 grand a year was what it worked out to be, or something like that, right? With a 3-year contract, that's 150, like, just right off the bat. And you know, if you times that by 30, that's 1.5 mil. And I can guarantee you that building's probably sold for like 1.3. If you're going to spend that much anyway, it just seems like it's a smart idea to either buy or build. And that's kind of where we're at right now with the leasing versus buying. I can't justify the price of doing that. And not, I know I'm just kind of out in the weeds when I'm talking about this, but I really don't know how else to explain it. We're talking about, you know, that seems to be about an average price, right? It's like 25 a square foot, that for a downtown location. And you got to remember that the type of store we're talking about, you know, other stores have this problem, and we've talked about it a bit, where you've got people who are setting up stores in prime locations but not carrying stock, or you have people who are setting up in really bad locations and they carry stock. And there's one store that I'm thinking of that they're really nice folks. I really like them, but they're on the back end corner of this little strip that you can't make a left turn to get into, that is not near an anchor store, that is like 3 or 4 blocks away from the downtown of this particular town. There's like no real walkability to get to it. It is a terrible, terrible spot. And for a bookstore, like it's fine for something like an accountant where, you know, you don't expect people to show up on a regular. But for like a bookstore, you need people to be going there. And you can't expect people to go there and not, you know, you can't expect people to go there and just fight all of that for a bookstore when they could just order it from Amazon. Like you're asking a lot. Yeah, there are plenty of people that want to support small business. There are plenty of people that want to support bookstores, indie bookstores, record stores, that sort of thing. But you are gambling on you being that important. And I think that that is a very bad gamble. So you want to be somewhere where you're either near an anchor store, you're easy to get to, or you're in like a downtown historic area where people are going to be walking anyway. And that's what we were looking at. For the areas we were looking at, 25 doesn't seem to be that bad, but you know, if you could buy something for like 1.5, then you're that just makes more sense. And not only that, but let's suppose you did that. Let's say for whatever reason, you're able to get a full building for 1.5. Okay. And then, you know, these are mixed use units. So you can move upstairs and you could have your store on the base and your store fails. Worst case scenario, you could lease out the store for 25 a square foot, or you could just sell the whole building for more than what you paid for, because that's just how property values, particularly commercial property values, work. I'm not saying that, you know, the government won't fall one day and everything's worthless, but I am saying that if that happens, you got other things to worry about, right? That is honestly the way it goes. If that stuff happens, if the worst happens, you absolutely have other things to worry about. So that's kind of what we've been thinking. And that's going to be a mess to try to get through. But I mean, it would be worth it from every standpoint. You know, one of the businesses I know of that's in reality a competitor, their lease is, they have a lease in a building, but the leaseholder or the property owner does not like them being there. And I seriously doubt that once their lease is up, that the property owner is going to offer it back to them at a reasonable price. I'm not saying he won't. I'm saying I would be surprised. And that's the risk, right? South Congress and downtown Austin used to have just all kinds of really cool, funky, out there, you know, weirdo stores. And it was great. When we first moved here, we went down there and walked across the bridge and ate at a permanent food truck, and went looking at some of these shops. And then Austin becomes Yuppie Central, and all these properties, the leases come up. They say, well, you can either pay $5 million a month or you can get out because Prada wants the spot, or Coach wants the spot, or Tommy Hilfiger, or whoever else is, I don't know. I don't know designers, sorry. And that's what happens. So I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be feasible. I don't know if it's going to be realistic, but that's kind of what we're leaning towards. So yeah, there you go. On that, yeah, so this coming week, be checking out Discord. If you're not in the Discord, try to find a way in. I might put a link somewhere, but join the Discord, see what's going on. Keep an eye on us on different social media platforms to see more. I will be posting, I'm going to start posting stuff that is going to be in the zine on like Blue Sky, on maybe Reddit, maybe. I don't think so, actually. Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe some of the non-threatening ones. And, you know, I mean, I think it's just time. I think it's time for everything to get turned up to 11. I think it's time to, as I said, go balls to the wall and flip everybody off and damn the man and fight the system, and I don't know, listened to a lot of Rage Against the Machine. So I hope that all of you stay safe, stay healthy, watch out for trouble, watch each other's backs, and we'll see you next week.